You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, showcasing tomorrow's scene today. For Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Hello, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back to Next on Scene. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. And who's next today? We have the amazing Sunita Karmacharya, who is the co-owner of Nepali Tea Traders. We are having tea time on this fabulous Sunday. So we're so excited to share with you her amazing, inspiring stories about working with third world countries and how she got to where she is. So first, let's discuss a little bit about Nepali Tea Traders. Nepali Tea Trader sells premium artisan award-winning teas from Nepal. Although Nepal's teas are some of the world's finest, little tea has been exported to the U.S. and other Western countries. The company was started in order to market these pure, delicious teas to improve the income and quality of life for rural farmers. Speaking from like a tea lover perspective, might be biased, but when you taste their teas, they're so authentic. That you can tell they were, naturally grown, like they're made with love. And I remember when Sunita and I had some tea time not too long ago, we were talking about how important it is when people make their products with love. You feel it, you taste it. And I think that there's nothing more, inspiring than that in itself. So I'm so excited to have Sunita on and talk about how her business got started, how they give back a percentage of all their sales to the farmers in Nepal and help create jobs and help kids go to school. And they're just doing really, really amazing things for Nepal. And there's nothing more that makes me so happy to share all of that. And we also love giving back during holiday season. And what's better than supporting a small business and giving back during holiday time? Nothing better. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for Sunita.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Ooh, ooh.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right, everybody. I'm officially on the line with Sunita Karmacharya, the co-owner of Nepali Tea Traders, and we're so excited for tea time. Hi, Sunita. How are you today?
I am very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my God. So happy to have you. I was going to ask you while you were speaking, didn't mean to interrupt, but how did I do saying your last name?
You did so well.
Okay, good. I'm so glad. Because I know how people are. Like, you're so laid back and so nice. But I know how sometimes people are like, no, this is how you say my name. And you always want to pronounce people their correct name, So I'm glad that worked out. Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's awesome.
So let's talk about tea time. I absolutely love your brand. When we had tea time, I talked a little bit about that before you came on the show. So how did you fall into the world of tea?
Ooh, that's a good question. The story, the world of tea, oh my God, it feels like I've been in the world of tea forever. But really, back in 2015, there was a big earthquake in Nepal. And, I was actually staying home. I had taken 2 years off to stay home with my, then 6-month-old son. And we were actually preparing for a party and all that kind of stuff. But then, again, the earthquake hit and, our friends and family and, the entire country was devastated. And, me and my husband, we at that point were like, what could we do? We did donations and all that kind of stuff. But really deep down, we knew that we wanted to do something much more meaningful. Than just donation. And that's when we sort of, looked at what could we do to really make that difference. And we looked at trade, but not aid. I use this phrase all the time. And at that time, when we looked at different things, we wanted to make sure that it feels natural to us. What kind of trade should we do? And so What we did was we thought about, you know, what did we miss the most when we came to America? And really, tea was one of those things. I mean, you know, going back, you know, looking back, one of the things that we did every morning as a family is have a cup of tea in the morning. And we knew that we could, you know, we could do that. We could bring some of the delicious teas from Nepal to the North American market while, you know, helping with the economy and all of that kind of stuff. And really, that's how I fell into the world of tea.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I just absolutely love your backstory. And I also know that you, one of your birthday gifts to yourself this year wasn't even something for you. You gave back to the community in Nepal. Can you tell us briefly about what you did?
Of course.
I love this story.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, before I say that story, I'll say something else. I mean, Nepal is a very male-dominated society. It's a developing country. And, most of the girls are kept home to help their mothers and their, you know, family with house chores. And the women work in the farms along with their daughters and stuff like that. But obviously, my dad and mom actually left village, to give us the education that they didn't get. And, they really went against the norm, and they sent my sister and I to school. And you know, looking back now here in America, I know that that was such a big gift that, you know, they made us independent. And here I am today, you know, sitting and talking to you. So, you know, reflecting all of that, I was thinking, you know, my mom, my dad, I mean, they changed two lives, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in America, and I'm in a position to make an impact. And I wanted to follow sort of in their footstep. And so this year, when I was thinking about my birthday and all of that, and, you know, back in April, I went to Nepal, met with the farmers and saw some of the girls, you know, again, working in the farms. And I said, oh, my God, like, you know, for my birthday, what I wanted to do was, really send, one girl to school this year. And, you know, obviously I want to continue to grow that, but that's my commitment for this year.
I love it. And you just give me, can you give people like a general consensus of like how many girls are even in school at this point there?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't have the stats ready in front of me, but I know that, you know, Kathmandu is the capital of Nepal, and it's getting much, much better there. But, you know, the rest of the country, I mean, it's really bad.
No, totally. That's why I know, like, it's such a gift of what you did. Can you give us an idea of like a ratio, like just so people can really like picture how much of a difference that makes?
You know, I mean, let's take a very easy example. So my mom, you know, just in my mom's family, right? Like my mom was the eldest. They had 6 daughters and 1 son, and really only 2 out of those children's were able to go to school.
Wow.
You know, and that's just, you know, that just shows you, right, like what mm-hmm. is the importance. And again, the second youngest was the son. That's why he was, you know, obviously immediately sent to school. But, you know, the youngest was the daughter. So she, you know, she was the youngest. So she was sent to school just because. But can you imagine? You know what I mean? Like, it just
totally
thinking about that. Yeah.
Well, you are amazing. I told you that when we had tea time, and now we're having another tea time on the show. But no, it's really, really amazing what you and your husband are doing. So let's get a little more in depth about the tea you're providing right now, the difference between.
Sure.
So you informed me for the first time that there is white tea and black tea. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, because I've only known the ones that come in packs from, like, I don't know, Bigelow, like stuff like that. So explain to us the difference between white tea and black tea.
Sure. So, you know, first of all, even before we go that, I know that most of the people aren't even familiar with, you know, where all these teas come from. We, you know, we have so many categories, white tea, black tea, oolong, and all these things. But really, all of these teas come from the same plant called Camellia sinensis. You know, and the only thing that makes the difference between one tea, or in this case, you know, white tea versus black tea, is the way the tea is processed after it's plucked. You know, and and again, right, like the traditional, you know, the normal way people, you know, drink teas, you know, they go to the grocery market, they buy the Bigelow tea and, you know, it comes in a tea bag and you just dip it. And that's what people know. And what we are doing is we are, you know, really bringing the actual loose leaf tea that you have to infuse and enjoy it. So that's a little bit different.
Right. Well, it's not packaged in the packets. Like
in
you
the
guys,
pack.
Right.
Yes. Right.
It's so authentic. Like really, I mean, even the little tea kettles we were using that you just put the leaves in the middle, like that was amazing.
Right.
So cool.
Right. And, you know, and going back to the question that you asked, the black tea, I mean, really the difference between black tea and white tea is obviously the black tea goes through more processing and thus it has more bolder, you know, flavors. And when we talk about teas, it's just like wine. We talk about their flavor profile. You know, they're rich and smooth and, you know, like all these different, you know, textures in there. And it has, you know, most of the black teas, they have stone fruit notes and stuff like that, right? And on the other hand, white teas are very minimally processed and it has a very light, refreshing kind of notes. And you know, and when you drink the tea, you'll find that sweet, you know, grassy flavors and stuff like that. And with white tea, you know, white teas are called sort of the mightiest of all because it's very, you know, rich in antioxidants and other nutrients.
Really cool facts, Junita. Would never even like know anything about this. I love it. So give us a sample of like a day in the life of Sunita, like in terms of like tea. What do you have in the morning? Like give us a breakdown. Yeah. So if somebody wanted Nepali teas, like what you would suggest.
I mean, you know, normally what I do is my first cup of tea is that bold black, you know, any black tea. I mean, one of my favorites right now is the Sagarmatha Gold, and it's very strong and rich, and it has a very bold flavor for the morning. But as the and obviously black teas have a little bit more caffeine than, you know, the oolong or the greens and the white. But as the day progresses, you know, after lunch, I make myself a cup of green tea. And I enjoy that. And towards the later, you know, part of the day, I like having white tea just because it's very light and, you know, and it does not have too much caffeine. And it just, you know, it just winds the way down for me. So that's sort of my ritual as far as tea.
Yeah, no, really good advice. So is there like is there a certain amount of teas that you should have in a day? Like, is there a maximum amount? Like, I never even knew because I was like, oh, I'll just have like, you know, 3 glasses of tea before I go to bed. Like, you know, I'm just giving an example, but is it, does it matter?
You know, I mean, again, it's really tea, you know, it's an individual's choice and how much caffeine you can handle or not, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, my brother, he can do caffeine. Like he will have, you know, 2 cups of tea in the morning and that's it for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I am more tolerant because I'm always curious about what else can I find, you know, in the tea and that sort of stuff. So I drink, you know, tea throughout the day, although I try to make sure that, you know, later part of the day I'm drinking something a little bit lighter, you know, be it green or white, stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. No, this is like really good food for thought. I mean, you know, me asking as a general tea drinker all the time. So that's really good information. Now, what is an oolong tea? I've never even heard of that.
So it's, you know, again, all the teas are same, right? Mm-hmm. So black is sort of the strongest. Green is right in the middle, and oolong falls in between green and black. So it's, you know, it can be a little bit darker oolong that can be more on the black tea kind of, or it can be more, you know, oolong, but, you know, it has a greener profile, but it falls somewhere in the middle of black and green. And again, we talk about, you know, the levels of oxidation and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
To differentiate, you know, between black and white and oolong and green and all that kind of teas.
So no, I mean, you're the tea expert. That's why I'm asking all these like specific questions. I hope you don't mind, because I'm sure all our listeners feel the same way. Like, who would have known any of these facts unless you were in the tea business? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and, you know, and again, I did not know a lot of things. I'm learning as we go, and it's actually fun to, you know, sort of be in this tea world and hear and learn about, you know, oh my goodness, like there's just so much to learn.
It's true. So much. Constantly new stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So, so cool. Okay. So we obviously it's holiday season and, you know, of course you're doing like some awesome custom packages for what your offers are for the holidays, for gifts for corporate people, for your family, for your friends. Talk about that with us. Share.
Sure, sure. So yeah, I mean, the holiday gift packages, we have, you know, we obviously have a few different gift set packages that we've put together, that are really perfect for, you know, all sort of people, be it, you know, gender, you know, ages and all that kind of stuff. But for someone who is new to loose leaf tea, what we have put together, we are calling it a pinnacle tea set, which comes with, you know, two tins of loose leaf tea, a wonderful teapot with infuser that, you know, most of our customers love, and even a measuring spoon, so that you can make a perfect pot of tea.
So smart. Yeah, because people, like when we met, like people don't know how much to put in. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and you know, and for you know, someone who knows about tea and who's sort of the tea connoisseur kind of people, we have, you know, for those true tea lovers, we offer collections including, you know, what we are calling is the tea from the top of the world. And it's also a unique gift set for, you know, for people, again, who know about tea, who are familiar with loose leaf tea. And it just comes with three different, you know, samples from our collections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so fun. So do you have a holiday favorite?
Ooh, that's a good question. I do. I would say that is a masala tea. And we were joking about that tea. It's just, you know, masala tea, obviously it's the base is masala. I mean, the base is the tea. Mm-hmm. And then we add, you know, like the cinnamon and cloves and, you know, and some of these things. And what we were joking about is it feels like a Christmas in a cup, you know, like
so
all the
cute
flavors.
Right, yeah. Right. But that's what you want during the holidays.
Exactly.
You know, random question, because I know people like adding stuff to their tea.
Right.
Do you ever add anything to your teas?
So, and if it's okay, I'll give you a quick story on that. So,
perfect.
You know, I think in the beginning, I was mentioning that, you know, every day growing up, you know, the first cup of tea was, you know, I mean, we would start our day with, you know, a cup of tea. And really, like, you know, growing up in Nepal, we, you know, we had a two-story building. And, you know, in the morning when the sun, even before the sun rises, my mom would wake up, do her, you know, morning ritual. And then the first thing we would hear is the clanking of the pots because she'd be, you know, starting to prepare tea, right? And we were in the second floor, we'd be sleeping. And mom would say, all right, tea's ready. Now come on upstairs. And me, my sister, my brothers, my dad, like we would all go upstairs and we would have, you know, the first thing in the morning, we would have a cup of tea, which is, you know, the masala tea that I was talking to you about. And mm-hmm. my mom would prepare it, you know, in an authentic Nepali way, which is, you know, you put some tea, you put some milk, some water and sugar, and it just and fresh, you know, cardamom, cloves and cinnamon. And that smell, the aroma.
Oh, my God. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. And we would drink that tea, mm-hmm. you know, and we would talk about what, you know, what each of us have scheduled for that day and all that. And now looking back and I'm here, and that's the one thing that I miss the most because, you know, I mean, even though that's a simple way to start your day, but we were all together and we knew that every day we have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's all, you know, I mean, that those are the things that we shared during our tea time. And that's, you know, that's also what makes it so special. So going back to your question about, you know, do you recommend adding, you know, something to the tea? You know, different people, again, it's a very individual preference. In the morning, sometimes, I mean, the first steep, the loose leaf, you know, steep first with water, I just drink it plain. But then the second steep, I sometimes, if I feel like it, I mix some milk in it. But then, you know, some people put honey, some people put ginger, some people put lemon. I mean, it's just your individual choice. You can make it just the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. But I really like how you were talking about, like, bringing, like, back family traditions, how they started with tea with your family.
Right.
I think that that's, like, especially during holiday time, like, family time is so important, you know? And creating that, you know, tradition again with Nepali tea is, Nepali Tea Traders is so, so awesome to add to your holiday.
I know. I could not agree more.
Yeah. No, I think it's so amazing what you guys are doing. Plus, you're a mom. And I think, like, you and your husband, like, work together. You guys are also in retailers. Can you talk about where people can find you?
Sure. So we are, you know, we are in Whole Foods in the Rocky Mountain region. And we also have now finally gotten into some of the you know, local retailers here in Mass, in some yoga studios and stuff like that. But again, most of, you know, majority of our presence is online.
Of course. Well, that's always mostly. Yeah, I just figured, yes. You know, because we have a vast audience. So just sharing that enough is really, really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited about, you know, getting to Colorado, New Mexico, Kansas, and, you know, all these places. It's just amazing. And we are trying to, you know, bring that here in New England as well.
Right. I also, like, if you don't mind, this is such a random question, but when you're in Nepal, like, and you're, like, you know, in the farm with the farmers, do you ever go in with the farmers? I'm assuming you have, right?
To,
like,
we do.
So tell us about that experience. Like, what is that like?
That's a really interesting question. So when we went, you know, obviously Nepal, we have lived here for so long, but our parents are still there. So Nepal is still home to me. And I'm so, you know, I mean, it just feels like home, right? And, you know, this time, I mean, this year when we went back, we had dual agenda. We were going to go see the family, but then also we're going to see all these, you know, 45 farmers that we work with and, you know, and be, you know, be there as, you know, as somebody who's trying to elevate their life and all that kind of stuff. But when we went this time, you know, and when we actually went to Elam, it's, you know, it's the part of Nepal where we get all the teas from, and it's at very high altitude, which is what makes, you know, the tea delicious and all that kind of stuff. But when we went and we were in the farm, and I'll tell you another, you know, quick story with that. But the majority of women work in the farm.
Interesting.
It's just all these beautiful, you know, women with colored clothes and, you know, carrying a basket. And again, you know, the other unique thing is they pluck all the tea leaves by hand and they put it. And it's just, you know, it was just so rewarding to go there to be with, you know, to be with all of those people who are supporting us, who are helping us, and, you know, and we are helping them,
exactly.
Right?
Like
it's almost a mutual, mm-hmm. mutual thing. And one of the women, and I think I sent you a picture of her, and I think you posted her in Instagram mm-hmm. as well, and your social media. She kept, you know, putting her two hands together, and that really means namaste and thank you and aww. All of that. And you know, and I was just a bit, you know, it was a little bit awkward because in our culture, usually the younger people are supposed to bow down and show respect and all of that. But she was this, you know, sort of older woman saying, you know, thank you to us over and over again. And later on, I said, you know, it's okay. I mean, you know, we are all in this together and all of that. But then she said, you know, because of what we are doing, and she was one of the women who also inspired me to send this girl to school. But she said she was getting, you know, obviously with the loose leaf tea that they give to us, she was getting enough money on time. I think that's the big thing, enough money on time that she changed, you know, her son and her daughter actually from a local government school to a boarding school so that they can have that, you know, they can have the gift of education as well. And that just moved me. I mean, that was one, you know, deep, deep experience that I came back with. And I think that's what also ignited my passion even further.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the life. I mean, they live a very, very simple life. You know, they're just happy with what they are doing and all that. But it was truly rewarding to be there, you know, with them. And I actually practice plucking, and it's not an easy job.
I was gonna ask, what is that even like?
Yeah, so it was truly magical, to be honest.
What a great, great story. I'm so happy you shared that, because that really put into perspective, like, how many, like, lives you're impacting. Because, you know, like, it's just amazing. And you should feel so happy that you're doing that, because clearly people are seeing a difference in their lives, too, you know?
Right. No, thank you very much.
Yeah, I love when it comes, like, full circle like that. That's so inspiring. Yeah. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
oh my you. God. I'm so, so happy you shared that. That was really, I'm inspired. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Okay. So tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and get in touch with you. And if they want to check out any gifts, gift packages you're offering, how they can do all of that.
Sure. So, you know, we have, again, majority is online. So, you know, your audience can go to www.nepalitraders.com. And you can browse through. There's a gift and sample section that, you know, you can use to buy the gifts. Or you can even call, you know, our number, and one of us will obviously help you. And the number is 1-855-360-1449 to place the orders.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And Nepali Tea Traders is offering a super awesome special for our readers. Just for listening today, Nepali Tea Traders is offering you 20% off using the code NEXTONSCENE20. So just for listening today, be sure when you go to NepaliTeaTraders.com to use NEXTONSCENE20 at checkout for your holiday gifts. And you ship globally, I'm assuming?
Yes, we do.
Amazing. Well, Sunita, I love our tea time. You're so inspiring. You have such great story to share. Everybody needs to, like, invest. Not only are they amazing products, but the story behind it is just amazing on top of it. So I think what your husband and your son should be so proud to work side by side with you. You guys are on an awesome journey to share.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, we feel very privileged, you know, but then at the same time, we're very humble.
No, you really, really are. I mean, can we just, I hope you don't mind that I'm asking this or bringing this up, but I just want to say, like, when we even met initially for the first time, you were talking about, like, how you started to teach yourself English, which I thought was amazing. Like, something put a fire under your butt, and you were like, you know, because when you were working at a restaurant at the time, right?
Yes.
And I think that that's incredible, like, amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, growing up in Nepal and, you know, English is obviously not the first language, right? And, you know, when I came here, it was a total, you know, shock in every way, shape or form. I did not have, you know, I did not know how to speak English very well. I knew very little. I could write. And then, you know, that story that you just mentioned, I was working at a pizza shop. And I had to pick up the phone, and, you know, the person on the other line said, give the phone to somebody who can speak English. And that's what lit the fire on me to say, you know what, I'm not going to take that as, you know, anything negative, but I'm going to challenge myself to speak English very well.
And look at you now. Bravo, girlfriend. I'm clapping over here. Amazing. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
And how long have you even been here now in the States? How long have you?
Oh my God. It's been long time. So yeah. I've been here for 13 years now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, it has been such a pleasure to have you today. Thank you so much for coming on.
You know, Jackie, thank you so much for having me. And you're just an awesome person. And I know that all of your audience already know this, but, you know, thank you for having me, for, you know, being just you, the authentic you, and we just love you for that.
Thank you, Sunita. You're the best. You really are. I'm loving our tea time, and audience, just so you know, Sunita will be coming on a few more times. We're going to have these awesome, inspiring conversations of tea time with Nepali tea traders.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for that, and I think that you will continue to have so much inspiring stuff to share. Like, I just love hearing your journey. No, seriously, I feel like a lot of people like don't understand what goes on a lot in the third world countries, and you can really put perspective, like how much of a difference, like even if it's something little, makes a huge difference, you know?
Right. Oh, so, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you kind of know this, but I genuinely mean everything I'm saying right now. So, I think it's awesome. And everybody definitely needs to check out NepaliTeaTraders.com, get social with them for sure. Reach out to Sunita or her husband, and they will be sure happy to help you. So thank you again, Sunita.
Yeah, and, thank you.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket too. Could be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.